Let's get what it says in this morning's papers from John S. Doyle.
For the Irish Examiner and Irish Times, the main focus is on the latest assessment by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that it is now or never if the world is to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees. The IPCC's warnings are starkly reported. Without immediate and deep carbon emissions reductions across all sectors, limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees is beyond reach, the Times says. The next 3 years will be the most critical in recent global history if unprecedented heat waves, terrifying storms and widespread water shortages are to be avoided, says the Examiner. But the climate can wait, to judge by some reports. A number of Fine Gael TDs want carbon tax increases delayed until at least 6 months after the war in Ukraine ends, the Independent says. As for the war, the Independent reports the opinion of US President Joe Biden that his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, should face a war crimes trial. The Examiner and Times highlight the call by Ukraine's President, Volodymyr Zelensky, for killings by Russian soldiers in the town of Bucha near Kyiv to be recognised as genocide. He was speaking as he walked the streets of the town, which was left in ruins when the invading troops withdrew, the Times reports. The Irish Daily Star leads with a report that the Russian ambassador to Ireland, Yuri Filatov, has again flatly denied that Russia is committing war crimes. The paper says he rejected reports of Russian troops killing hundreds of civilians in Bucha, claiming that there are no facts to prove such allegations. According to the Irish Daily Mirror's lead, Russian diplomats in Ireland are feeling the cold as they run out of heating fuel and oil companies are refusing to deliver to them. The paper reports that the Russians whinged in a letter to the Department of Foreign Affairs, the current provider of fuel to the embassy has refused to deliver diesel. Cold war, says the headline. The Independent reports in its lead story that a COVID pandemic bonus worth up to €1,000 may not be paid to thousands of frontline healthcare workers until the end of June. The Irish Sun's lead story is about Aaron Brady, who is serving a life sentence for the murder of Detective Adrian Donoghue in January 2013. The paper says he was arrested in Portlaoise prison yesterday and charged with trying to pressure a witness into not testifying against him in his murder trial. The Independent's farming section has a long interview with Michael O'Leary, Ryanair boss, who is opening the gates of his Westmeath farm on Easter Saturday for the annual sale of his Angus cattle. As for his children, he told Margaret Donnelly, "We are determined the kids are not going to inherit a bundle of money."